Thanks, Nick. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks to WIPO for allowing me to participate in this panel. My actual employer is a small company in London called RightsCom. We're a consultancy that specializes in metadata management and communication. And to a large extent, myself and my colleagues have been doing this stuff for about 15 years. And it's quite an amazing experience over the last 18 months that everybody else seems to have caught up with us and recognized how important this infrastructure, these infrastructure issues are. So I'm very much welcome the lead that WIPO is taking in keeping this subject very much in the public mind so that we move forward. Before introducing both DDEX and GRD, which has also been mentioned a couple of times, I'd like to just take a step back and look at what this whole infrastructure is all about. Up until about 15 years ago, in a physical supply chain, the means of manufacture and distribution was controlled by the rights owners. Access was scarce and very much defined by the distribution mechanism. You could only watch TV programs on a TV. You could only listen to radio programs on the radio. And in terms of rights management, the number of transactions was actually quite low, and the value for each one of those transactions was relatively high. Now we're very much into the digital supply chain. The means of manufacture and distribution is available to anybody. You don't need to be a business or have large plants or warehouses anywhere to be able to do that. Access is completely ubiquitous. You can download a record for iTunes 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. The distribution, the business models are no longer tied to a particular distribution channel. You could be downloading music through your TV if you want to, as well as on your internet and as well as on your phone. And of course, all of the devices upon which you consume the media are completely portable. Everyone's walking around with smartphones here. Probably a lot of you got music or movies or games or anything of that nature. So it's very clearly very portable compared to the way things were 10 years ago, where you'd had to walk along with a trolley behind you with a TV on it and a radio and so on and so on. And what this environment is characterized by in terms of rights management is the huge increase in the number of and the amount of transactions and the huge decrease in the value of each of those transactions. So what not just music but the whole media industries are in the process of trying to work out is what do we need to put in place to manage this change from a high value, low volume environment to a low value, high volume environment. And if you look at any other industry that's gone through a similar type of process, they've gone for standardization and automation enabling machine-to-machine communication. And much of this has been touched on by other speakers. But therefore you need to standardize things like the format in which the messages are exchanged between computers. That information can be the static type that FX mentioned earlier on about a musical work, or it can be the dynamic type about who owns what rights and what rights are being granted in any given transaction. You need to standardize the method of communicating those messages so that everybody is actually able to talk to each other in exactly the same way. Where there are actually files to be transferred, the actual process of encrypting and then transferring those resource files needs to be standardized. And in the context of computers talking to each other in a machine-to-machine environment, you create a whole series of choreographies of messages which enable computers basically to do the job of a lot of human beings who are by nature much more expensive than the computers. The last two things are the unique identification of everything. You need to be able to identify what stuff it is we're talking about, who is involved in the process, and what is the nature of the agreement that's taking place. Each of those things need to be uniquely identified because machines can't read paper and tell you what the terms of a contract are or anything like that. These things have to be identified uniquely. And linked to that is the need to have databases that are accessible to people who have a business need for them, which contains the unique identifier and the metadata associated with them. All of these things, therefore, are separate building blocks. Databases on their own do not solve the infrastructure issues that the digital media industry have got. All of these need to be connected together in order to provide the environment that we all need. And a lot of that work is already going on. So as Nick has already mentioned, DDEX, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, DDEX is doing a lot of the messaging work. There are a number of international standards already out there, ISRC and ISWC, you've heard a lot about already today. And there are a number of activities going on in terms of developing databases, IMR, GRD, EDA, which is a movie industry database, which is being developed by the major music studios. There are one or two other considerations that we need to take on board in this context. All the way things work now is very people intensive, and that's just unsustainable in the new marketplace. One of the other things is that a lack of infrastructure is actually leading to pressure to change the copyright legislation. And I would posit that it's not the legislation that's the problem, it's the infrastructure to manage it in the digital world, and that's where the focus should be. So the two things that I wanted to just talk about very quickly, just to give you an idea of some of the building blocks that are being created and actually implemented. The first of these is DDEX, Digital Data Exchange. DDEX is a not-for-profit organization set up in 2006. Its principal member types are record companies, music rights societies, and digital service providers. And it has over 70 members. What it does is to develop standard XML message formats and some of the choreographies around how computers can actually talk to each other using these messages. We develop the standard protocol by which the messages get exchanged across the internet. We have also been working and with organizations like CSAC and IFPI on how the industry as a whole can work to improve some of the identification systems that are already there. And if necessary, we will look at creating new identification systems should we ever feel that there is any necessary. And clearly metadata quality is another thing that we're looking at. So it's quite a raft of activity, but the intention here is to do everything we can in collaboration with existing standards and existing standards organizations to standardize the digital supply chain. And one of the things that fits into this sort of patchwork quilt of activity is the Global Repertoire Database, which has been mentioned a couple of times before. And very quickly, it was born out of some activity that went on within the European Commission 2 or 3 years ago, but is now at a place where we have launched a stakeholder engagement and scoping study. We're about 3 or 4 weeks into that. There's a wide representation of companies involved in the steering committee. CSAC is involved, ICMP on behalf of the publishers involved, and EXA on behalf of the writers are involved. And obviously there are individual companies from each of those sectors are all involved in the work that we're doing. And the purpose of the study at the moment is to firstly define what it is that the GRD should do and how it should do it. And the key areas there are going to be issues of governance and finance. And therefore, in order to get a picture of what the GRD should be and what it should do, we're going through an extensive stakeholder engagement study stakeholder engagement process, and there will be a number of events over the coming few weeks where people will be invited to participate in order to give their views on what a GRD should look like. So I think the key point that if any, I would like you to go away with is that databases on their own are not going to solve the problems we've got. There's a whole raft of other rights management standards that are needed to make the whole thing work in a holistic way. Thank you very much.